From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution condemning Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory Friday. The resolution, which passed 14-0 with one abstention, calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. The United States abstained from voting rather than vetoing the measure. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States has reservations about the resolution's text.
Our vote today does not in any way diminish the United States' steadfast and unparalleled commitment to the security of Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. We would not have let this resolution pass had it not also addressed counterproductive actions by the Palestinians.
Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
This resolution today will be added to the long and shameful list of anti-Israel UN resolutions.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph of international law.
This is a day where the international community unanimously have stood tall for achieving peace between Palestinians and Israelis on the basis of international law.
In a tweet after the vote, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump offered his reaction, saying as to the UN, things will be different after January 20th. An Islamic State-linked video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. 24-year-old Anis Amri was shot to death earlier Friday by police in Milan, Italy, during a routine patrol stop. This is VOA News.